even now I can see her walking down the aisle of the Old State Theater in Worthington, Minnesota. I can see her face in profile beside me, the cheeks softly lighted by coming attractions. The movie that night was The Man Who Never Was. I remember the plot clearly, or at least the premise, because the main character was a corpse. That fact alone, I know, deeply impressed me. It was a World War II film. The Allies devise a scheme to mislead Germany about the site of the upcoming landings in Europe. They get their hands on a body, a British soldier, I believe. They dress him up in an officer's uniform, plant fake documents in his pockets, then dump him in the sea and let the currents wash him onto a Nazi beach. The Germans find the documents. The deception wins the war. Even now, I can remember the awful splash as that corpse fell into the sea. I remember glancing over at Linda, thinking it might be too much for her. But in the dim gray light, she seemed to be smiling at the screen. There were little crinkles at her eyes, her lips open, and gently curving at the corners. I couldn't understand it. There was nothing to smile at. Once or twice, in fact, I had to close my eyes, but it didn't help much. Even then, I kept seeing the soldier's body tumbling toward the water, splashing down hard. How inert and heavy it was. How completely dead. It was a relief when the movie finally ended. Afterward, we drove out to the Dairy Queen at the edge of town. The night had a quilted, weighted-down quality, as if somehow burdened, and all around us the Minnesota prairies reached out in long, repetitive waves of corn and soybeans, everything flat, everything the same. I remember eating ice cream in the back seat of the Buick, and a long, blank drive in the dark, and then pulling up in front of Linda's house. Things must have been said, but it's all gone now, except for a few last images. I remember walking her to the front door. I remember the brass porch light and its fierce yellow glow. My own feet. The juniper bushes along the front steps. The wet grass. Linda, close beside me. We were in love. 9 years old, yes, but it was real love. And now, we were alone on those front steps. Finally, we looked at each other. "Bye," I said. Linda nodded and said, "Bye."